Robert Charles Benchley, Kiddie Car Travel. In America, there are two classes of travel. First class, and with children. The actual physical discomfort of traveling with the kiddies is not so great, although you do emerge from it looking as if you had just moved the piano upstairs single-handed. It is the mental wear and tear that tells. And for a sensitive man, there is only one thing worse, and that is a church wedding in which he is playing the leading comedy role. There are several branches of the ordeal of traveling with children, and it is difficult to tell which is the roughest. Those who have taken a very small baby on a train maintain that this ranks as pleasure alone with having a nerve killed. On the other hand, those whose wee companions are in the romping stage simply laugh at the claims of the first group. Sometimes you will find a man who has both an infant and a romper with him. Such a citizen should receive a salute of 21 guns every time he enters the city, and should be allowed to wear the insignia of the Pater Dolorosa, giving him the right to solicit alms on the cathedral steps. There is much to be said for those who maintain that rather should the race be allowed to die out than that babies should be taken from place to place along our national arteries of traffic. On the other hand, there are moments when babies are asleep. Oh yes, there are. There must be. But it is practically a straight run of 10 or a dozen hours for your child of 4. You may have a little trouble in getting the infant to doze off, especially as the train newsboy waits, crouching in the vestibule until he sees signs of slumber on the child's face, and then rushes in to yell, "Cup of life, out today!" right by its pink, shell-like ear. But after it is asleep, your troubles are over. Except for wondering how you can shift your ossifying arm to a new position without disturbing its precious burden. If the child is of an age which denies the existence of sleep, however, preferring to run up and down the aisle of the car rather than sit in its chair, at least a baby can't get out of its chair unless it falls out, and even then it can't go far, then every minute of the trip is full of fun. On the whole, having traveled with children of all the popular ages, I would be inclined to award the hair shirt to the man who successfully completes the ride with a boy of, let us say, 3.